little inspirational music here on Election Day. Tell me that it's evil. Rich Kimble with you, and time for us to talk basketball. That'll get you inspired. Talking Celtics, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you, this afternoon. And it doesn't matter who's out there for the Celtics. No Jaylen Brown, no big deal.
Yeah, the Celtics can reach deep into their bench, starting to Miesh Keita, and still find success. He struggled a little bit at first. Joe Mazzulla subbed him out, coached him up on the sidelines. The guys came over during the next timeout and, had encouraging words for him. Very together team, right? This is a team that supports one another. And when you're struggling at the beginning, like Keita was, kind of get that reassurance from Jason Tatum, Derek White, Joe Mazzulla, you go out there and you clear your head and you start to play a little bit better. And so that's what this team can do. Whatever they need, whoever they need, everybody's on board. So Keita gets a start, fine. Cornet gets a start, fine. Jaylen Brown's out. Someone else can make up for the difference. Peyton Pritchard picks up some of the scoring slack. Drew Holiday, Derek White pick up some of the scoring slack. It's a very deep team that can do a lot of different things. So nice little luxury for Joe Mazzulla.
Well, and Jason Tatum set the bar high pretty early, 16 in the first quarter, and it may not have been over then, but it certainly felt that way.
Yeah, it wasn't over till the second quarter when they went on that big run, and again, Jason Tatum was a part of it. But that, when they come out and they're hitting, when Jason Tatum's hitting the shots that he was hitting in that first quarter, it's basically impossible to beat the Celtics. You can't keep up. No team is built to keep up with Boston when he's playing like that, because invariably he's going to start helping other players. He had six assists in this game, or nine assists, but he's out there distributing. Even if he's not getting the assists, he's getting secondary assists. He's moving the ball, collapsing the defense. Tatum is has a major impact. Obviously, that you can tell the Celtics plus minus with him on the floor is incredibly high, and when he's off the floor, it's only like plus two. So he makes a big difference, and he's leading the league in first quarter scoring with 13, almost 13.3 per first quarter. So he's getting out hot, and that just, it's great to have somebody set the tone like that.
Well, they also played some strong defense last night and did a really solid job of at least containing Trae Young.
Yeah, 2 points on 1 of 10 shooting. He only played 23 minutes. He left with a rib injury, but that's, he's not big enough to deal with what the Celtics are throwing at him defensively. When the Celtics are locked in, and especially, the Celtics were willing to throw Miesh Keita out there on a switch because he's so big and tall. Like, he makes it very difficult for Trae Young to shoot over the top of Keita. So they didn't care if he got burned because they had help rotating behind him. So it was a very effective strategy. And, Trae Young still made some great passes, but they need him to be a scorer, especially when they're as shorthanded as they are. Once it was clear that they were shutting Trae Young down, then Atlanta never really had the firepower to answer back when the Celtics went on their run.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. I don't want to say they have no egos. Everybody's got an ego. You don't get to be a professional athlete without some of that. But this team, I don't know, better than most that we've seen, seems to do a good job of largely focusing on what is best for the team and helping each other out and supporting, like you said, whoever's out there.
Yeah, they understand. And look, they've just gotten proof of concept, right? They did it last season and they won a championship. And prior seasons, they wanted to win a certain way and it didn't work. So the past 2-3 seasons have been probably the most eye-opening thing that could have happened to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, especially because they know we did it this way and we lost. We lost to the Warriors. We lost to the Miami Heat. We started to sacrifice. Everybody started to sacrifice, and we won a championship. So it seems pretty clear to me. The lesson is, if you sacrifice, the more you sacrifice there, the more you're working for what's best for the team, then that's what's going to be what's most successful. And you saw it even with the Grant Williams incident in Charlotte, where you know, Tatum could have certainly tried to go, you know, and send a message, and he really didn't. And we might see it tomorrow because everybody's been leaning into, oh, when the Warriors come to town, it's going to be such an incredible, you know, Jason Tatum is going to be so motivated. And maybe he will. And it's hard to say, you know, what's going to happen in the future. But if it holds the form, he's just going to go out there and play basketball and play the right way. And if that means he scores 50, so be it. If he scores 15, so be it, as long as the Celtics win.
Well, and how much of a challenge do the Wizards have that they can throw at the Celtics tomorrow?
Well, you know, they're a better than expected team that has been winning even without Steph Curry. So, you know, the Warriors come in with a 6-1 record, 7-1 record. So they are formidable right now. They're playing fast. They're deep. They just run waves out there. So it's going to be a challenge to keep up. It'd be very helpful if Jaylen Brown is back. And, you know, I haven't seen an injury report yet to tell me whether he will or won't be. But as of right now, the Celtics, they got to make sure that they are running to stay with the Warriors. They got to play up and down, but disciplined up and down. They can't get caught up in hectic. It's almost like an Indiana Pacers type of game. They've just got to play their game, control the pace, but still play fast.
And will there be any looks over to the bench at all during the course of the game?
There may be. But if there's one thing that I've seen out of Tatum and all that, like, he keeps that stuff close to the vest. He really is not demonstrative. Unless you're an official making a bad call, it's the only time he's ever demonstrative. Everything else, he's generally, he doesn't show that as much as I would have expected. So maybe this is the one. Maybe he'll just kind of glance or give a smirk to Steve Kerr's way. He's such an even keel guy that it's hard to tell exactly how upset he is. But we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise us tomorrow.
Hey, is Cleveland as good as they're playing out of the gate?
Well, they are good, right? They were a playoff team last year, and were it not for some injuries, maybe they would have done a little bit more against the Celtics. But they've had a little bit of a weak schedule. They've had the benefit of playing Milwaukee twice at Milwaukee's worst. So they're cashing in on some of these early opportunities. But credit to Donovan Mitchell. He has played really, really well with Darius Garland. That was a roll of the dice over the summer. I think a lot of people expected one of those guys to go, and Mitchell re-signed, and, you know, Garland stuck around, and they're making it work. So right now, I think they put that focus on, we're going to do what it takes. Like, Donovan Mitchell has stepped aside when Darius Garland has got it going and been like, this is, you know, you go finish this game, you go finish this off. And so far it's worked. So right now you can't argue. You are what your record says you are. I expect a little bit of a regression. Something's going to level off because they're not that good, but so far so good for them.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, appreciate it. Thanks as always. We will check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thank you much, John. It is 4:40 here on Downtown.